At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. This is your segment, your chance to chime in, be the quarterback of this segment. Give us your thoughts on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, boss?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So I saw a topic from our buddy Scott Abraham in Washington, D.C., ABC 8 there, asking experts and the fan base who they think are going to be the top 10 commanders in 2025. But to establish the top 10 commanders we're predicting in 2025, I feel like we need to be on the same page where who were the top 10 commanders from 2024. So if you want to chime in, who are the top 10 players for Washington in the best season of my life, the best season in the last 30 years, 12 wins, two more in the postseason, a conference championship appearance. We know Jaden's going to be on that list, probably Terry McLaurin, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu. Who's your top 10 commanders from 2024? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I want to see how my list here compares with the list that our intern Biff put together here. I've got Jaden Daniels at number one. It's not even close. The rookie of the year leading us to the NFC Championship game. To me, I think the passing numbers can be improved next year, and that's what I have my eye on. But the rushing yards, 891 rushing yards, touchdowns, clutch runs, third down conversions, fourth down conversions, and even in the postseason, a clutch run. PFM graded him 90.6, rating him the top graded quarterback in 2024. And that was because of the completion percentage, the accuracy, and the limited amount of turnovers. Number two, I think you got to stay on the offensive side of the ball with Terry McLaurin. When you have 1,000 yards, but when you set the franchise record receiving yards, 13, second in the NFL. He was second team All-Pro, a Pro Bowler. Fantastic season. I am worried that he cannot get 13 touchdowns this season, or even maybe 8 or 9 touchdowns. But I do believe he will once again being a 1,000-yard receiver once he signs that extension with the Commanders. At three, I'm going to the defensive side of the ball with Bobby Wagner. I mean, he anchored this defense with 183 tackles, 88.3 PFF grade, which gave him a top three linebacker grade. Ended up being second team All-Pro. He did it at a high level, at an upper age there, but the consistency from Bobby Wagner was the reason this defense was able to get off the field at times. Four, I'm going Frankie Louvu. The 99 tackles, the 8 sacks, the fact that he was second-team All-Pro. I think he could even be first-team All-Pro this year. That's kind of my hot take on the defensive side of the ball. But the reason he's not in the top five on this list has to be because of the eye test. Like, if you watch the Giants game, Malik Nabers is still talking about the hit that Frankie Louvu provided on him, his welcome to the NFL moment, the big interception that he had this season, but just really the constant pressure, quarterback pressure, running back pressure, tight end pressure. Louvu was all over the field. For me, at five, it's got to be Zach Ertz, especially in the second half of that season. He was more than a veteran. He was a reliable weapon for Jaden Daniels. 656 yards, 7 touchdowns was Jaden Daniels' go-to target during the clutch run of the season. Six, back to the defensive side of the ball, your rookie, Mikey Sainristil. 2 interceptions, 93 tackles, was NFL Rookie of the Week. Just was consistently one of the best defensive players for the Commanders from the start of the season to the end of the season. I felt like we saw him grow up a little bit. We saw him kind of learn how he can make impactful plays on the defensive side of the ball. And, like, in the second half of the season, he was probably our best cornerback. It's not Marshawn Lattimore, right? It wasn't Emmanuel Forbes. He was gone by then. It wasn't Benjamin St. Juice. I was praying that you didn't have to play him. It was Mikey Sainristil. At number seven, I'm going Dante Fowler Jr. Led the team with sacks, constant pressure. He had one of the best highlights of the season, the pick six, I believe, that was against the Carolina Panthers. You know, I mean, that was one of the best highlights of the season. And it's a position that I feel like Washington's going to wish they had Dante Fowler back, right? I mean, he led this team in sacks. He was a consistent guy in the backfield, but he did not set the edge against the run. And so Dan Quinn made the decision to, hey, we're going to lose your sacks, but we're going to be better at stopping the run. I'm kind of worried here that they let Dante Fowler Jr. go. Eight, I say Olamide Zaccheaus. You could say Quan Martin. I say Zaccheaus. I thought consistently throughout the year, especially when the games when Eckler got hurt, especially when Noah Brown was not there, Zaccheaus stepped up. They used him in the backfield. They used him in the slot. They used him in motion. He was really good. And hopefully you're going to get Jalen Lane, right? So Zaccheaus from UVA, Jalen Lane from Virginia Tech, trying to do what Zaccheaus did this past year for the Washington Commanders. And then I will go Austin Eckler, and I'll close out with Jeremy Chinn. Stubb, did I miss anybody on your list here? Top 10 Commanders from 2024. I did not have an offensive lineman on that list.
Yeah. I think, honestly, the O-line as a whole was good enough. I don't know if we had a crazy standout. Obviously, you have Sam Cosmi who got injured, and Tyler Biadasz was really consistent. So I think it's hard to pick one to put in the top 10. Otherwise, I almost entirely agree with your list in the order you gave it. I would like the honorable mention. He didn't really do much on the field, but Marcus Mariota, as a voice on the roster, we heard so much about how helpful he was to Jaden. That Falcons game when he told him to get up. It's hard to put to numbers how important Marcus Mariota might have been.
You're right. I mean, and he won the game against the Cowboys, right?
That's true.
And he won the game against the Panthers.
The 16.
He played the entire fourth quarter against the Browns. Yeah, but I mean, honorable mention's fine. You know, I like that from him. So Scott Abraham had the fans speak and the experts on the top 10 players for this upcoming season. So here's who the fans predict will be in the top 10 this upcoming season. Number 10, Marshawn Lattimore. I don't think that's going to happen, guys. I really don't. I don't know what you saw to make you think he's going to be that impactful. I saw enough to know that I'm believing in Trey Amos. I'm excited for Mikey Sainristil to take a step forward. So I'm not putting Lattimore on my list here. You know, maybe I will slide in Will Harris in his place there, because I do feel like, you know, Chinn was number 10 on my list here. You got to get a good replacement for him, and hopefully it's the Saints' former safety, Will Harris. Nine, Sam Cosmi. I'm worried he's not going to play enough games to be at number 9, right? So, I might put Tyler Biadasz there at number 9, or maybe Brandon Coleman there at number 9. They went with Zach Ertz, 7. I agree with that. 6, Deebo Samuel. I agree with that. 5, Bobby Wagner. I agree with that. 4, Laremy Tunsil. I agree with that. 3, Frankie Louvu. 2, Terry McLaurin. 1, Jaden Daniels. I kind of like the fans list there, except for a few. Who would you like to bring up that you think is going to be in the top 10 most impactful Commanders following the conclusion of the 2025 season? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Here's the number one name that's coming to mind to me, Stubb. If this team is going to be a 10-win team, it's going to have to be someone on the defensive line. So I'm going to say Daron Payne. I think he's got that in him. It's a contract year situation, right? So you know he's going to, hopefully you're going to get the best out of him. I don't think it's going to be Johnny Newton or, you know, one of these edge rushers, Dorrance Armstrong, Cleveland Farrell. I'm going to say Daron Payne should get into the top 10 by the end of this season for the Commanders.
I do want to say Johnny Newton, actually. I mean, we're talking about what should have been a first-round draft pick talent, moved back because of the injury. Injury is gone now. We're putting him in there to start. He had such high prospect chances. I think that this could be a huge step forward for Johnny Newton, and he could be crazy impactful.
Yeah, I'm hopeful, but I think Daron Payne's more likely that he has the better season.
I think
we don't have a running back on this list here, and that's an issue, right?
Yeah.
You don't want that to be a weakness. Is it going to be B. Rob? Can it be Debo or Austin Eckler? You know, I think we all are kind of under the same impression here that if Brian Robinson is 1,000-yard back, this team's going to win 11 games. Like, that's going to take so much off of Jaden Daniels' plate here. And, you know, you love how Debo's on the list here, and I think that'll happen. And Terry McLaurin, right, and Zach Ertz. But you need the running back room to be improved from last season. It's just a fact. It has to be better. I wonder if Bobby Wagner will still be a top 10 player. Or if you'll see Frankie Louvu kind of overtake Wagner in terms of tackles, leading the team in tackles, leading the team's team in tackles for loss. I think this could be the year where Wagner still is your leader, your vocal leader in the locker room, your captain, but Louvu is more impactful on the defensive side of the ball at the linebacker position. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. And their summer hours have them open early at 12 noon, which means you can come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show bowl while listening to me talk a little Commanders on the show today. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We just went through the fan base, as they've told Scott Abraham, who they think will be the best players, the top 10 players for the Commanders in 2025. I gave you my list for 2024. Now I've put together a list of my top 10 Washington Commanders 2025 if they are going to get back to the conference championship. If we're going to win 10-plus games, win a couple more in the postseason, have all that success, these are the 10 guys that I think are going to have to be the most impactful. And I'm going to go from 10 to 1 here. We all know number 1 is Jaden Daniels. It's not even close. He's your quarterback. He's your focal point. He's your franchise player. He's your leader. But at 10, I'm going to say Zach Ertz. I think he has to be on this list. He has to have, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns. He's got to be a red zone threat. But I had him at 5 last year. I think he takes us a step back because you get more Bates. You get more Ben Sennett. You get more from maybe wide receivers Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey. Ertz is going to have to be a weapon, and they're going to have to count on him in the red zone. But I think he takes a step back this year statistically. 9, Laremy Tunsil. Your new left tackle, it's got to be one of your best players. You know, last year he was one of the best tackles in football. I think he can do that again. What kind of impact does a star in the blindside position make for Jaden Daniels, but maybe more importantly for B-Rob Eckler and anybody that totes the rock for the Washington Commanders? If they're going to have success, you're going to need the offensive line to step up. And at 9, I'm saying Laremy Tunsil. At 8, ahead of him, is a defensive player who is new to Washington, and that's Will Harris. And that's the big signing, I feel like, that we just are so really, we don't know what it's going to be. You know, it's a real question mark, it feels like. Because Jeremy Chinn, like, we know what he brought. He wasn't the best in terms of stopping the deep pass, but my goodness, was he a thumper, and was he good at stopping the run and getting up there and making big plays in the box. And so Will Harris comes in here to a defense that needs to get off the field more, is desperate to create more turnovers. Well, this is a guy that created a few turnovers in New Orleans. If they're going to have success on the defensive side of the ball, it's Will Harris being better than Jeremy Chinn as a safety. 7, I'm going Mikey Sainer still, because I kind of look like that at the same as the same as the safety position here. Sainer still needs to be, I mean, probably our best corner once again this season. I just don't think it's going to be Marshawn Lattimore. I think if Sainer still is your best, and then maybe Amos is a decent, a solid two, then hopefully you can stop, you know, the Eagles and their two wide receivers, the Giants and their pair of wide receivers. The defense has to be better, and so that's why I'm going Will Harris, 8, Mikey Sainer still 7. At 6 for me, it's Brian Robinson Jr. 5, Terry McLaurin. I had Terry at number 2. I'm just not expecting 13 touchdowns again. And he's got to figure out this contract with the Washington Commanders. I'm confident it'll get done, but I'm going to say Terry will be a 5 next year in terms of the top 10 most important Commanders for them to get back to the conference championship game. I told you guys it has to be Daron Payne on this list in my mind. He's the guy that has been to a Pro Bowl before. He's the guy that has been, you know, a star at the defensive tackle position in the past. And now his buddy, his best friend out of Alabama, Jonathan Allen's gone. In comes Johnny Newton. But I'm not sure Newton's ready to take that step forward yet, being it's just his second year. This is Payne's year to prove it and to get paid once again. I have him in the top 5 because I do feel like, you know, we're talking about how this defense can get off the field. Can Will Harris create a few turnovers? Sainer still. They need Payne to get some sacks and to stop the damn running backs in their track. Don't need, you know, Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu having to stop the running backs. Let's have our defensive line do that. 3, Frankie Louvu. I've already told you it's one of my hot takes of the offseason. I think he will be first-team All-Pro as a linebacker. I felt like he is entering his prime from what we saw last season. 2, Deebo Samuel. I mean, this is just my number one take here for the offseason in terms of the offensive side of the ball, is they need Deebo to be a stud, and I believe he will. I think he's hearing all these haters. You don't think it got back to Deebo Samuel that former 49ers wide receiver Terrell Owens called him fat? Like, that's all of that social media hate is getting back to Deebo Samuel, I'm super excited to see what he will do on the field for Washington this season, and I do think he could be our best weapon because of his ability to run the football, catch and run, or even take the top off the defense with a deep ball downfield. And number one on this list is Jaden Daniels. Earlier this week, the Commanders announced a new uniform. My buddy Sean LaBarre sat down with Zach Ertz, the star tight end for the Washington Commanders. He had this to say about the new uniforms.
Yeah, I saw you in that video with the new uniforms. What are your thoughts on those?
I mean, obviously I played against this team for a long time, or the Commanders for a long time, and so these are the jerseys I remember. These are the jerseys that I'm familiar going against, playing against. I was talking to Jordan Reed last night. I said, this is the 86 that I was wearing in that video shoot. The first person I think of is Jordan Reed. And so for me, I think it's just fun to be a part of this team, fun to be a part of this organization, and I'm excited for the year. And I know the fans love the jerseys, so ultimately that's what really matters.
Yeah, they're rowdy.
I love that.
You bring up Jordan Reed, Ertz, he stayed healthy.
Let me break that down real quick, because I do think it's very interesting that Ertz, Jordan Reed, and Travis Kelce entered the league at the exact same time. And now, you know, looking back on how their careers have played out, it was like Ertz had the most success right away. Then obviously Kelce has passed over him. And with Jordan Reed, we all just wonder what it could have been if he had avoided those concussions. Because I think he was the best player of all those guys, but he just couldn't stay on the field. It's funny how Ertz pointed to Jordan Reed when the jerseys were released. I just kept seeing Chris Cooley. That's who I saw in terms of the body that was worn by tight end Zach Ertz there in that video. LaBarre would go on to ask Zach Ertz about Terry McLaurin. And, he's not going to talk about the contract situation, but I thought this answer was interesting in terms of what does Terry mean to this franchise. Let's take a listen.
Me, him, and Trav were the same draft class. So.
Really?
Yeah, we all had a little competition throughout our time, but it was fun.
Damn, wow. And then last, you can't talk about contract stuff, but how important is Terry McLaurin to the offense?
I mean, you can't put a number on how important he is. He's just a game changer, you know. He is a guy with elite contested catches and elite speed, and those two things you really can't coach. You cannot coach a guy to be as fast and explosive as Terry is. And in terms of the business side of it, I don't get it. I had my own situation similar to Terry's, and so I appreciated that no player was out there talking about it publicly, so I'm not going to sit out here and talk about it publicly. But at the end of the day, I think everyone knows how important Terry is. Everyone knows how good he is, and everyone knows how hard he's working, even though he wasn't there in the offseason. And so for me, we played golf a few times this summer. He's in a good headspace, so I'm excited to be back with him.
Awesome, man. That's all I got for you.
That's such an important answer there. When you consider the fact that the business side of the NFL, it can get sticky. It can be ugly at times, right? I mean, remember what happened with Trent Williams when he was here in Washington. And I think that's important that Ertz said that he hung out with Terry McLaurin and he's in a good headspace here. And then, you know, we've had Dan Quinn talk to the media and say that he's kept up with Terry McLaurin this offseason here. And because he is such a leader, he's such an important part of this franchise here that, you know, I understand the business side of things can be different and hopefully that gets resolved. But as long as he's not feeling disrespected by this franchise, then I think he's not going to hold out. I think he could even show up to training camp and just not work out, all right? But just be in the building to avoid the fines and avoid the controversy of, oh, your star wide receiver's not here. I mean, it's just pissing me off every time I Google Terry McLaurin. The latest today was the Patriots are interested in trading for wide receiver Terry McLaurin. You can't have him, New England, so stop asking. I saw a Pittsburgh article a couple days ago. He's not getting traded. The contract will get resolved eventually. He's not getting traded. But I thought that was a great conversation from my buddy Sean LaBarre with Commanders tight end Zach Ertz. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105, 1FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105 1FM, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I just read an article got me super excited for the season. Why Jaden Daniels is the fantasy football breakout Commanders fans can't afford to miss in 2025. I was jealous all season long that Stubb had Jaden Daniels. And I didn't have the marbles. I didn't have the stones to draft him in our fantasy league. I didn't even think about it. I was too worried about him getting hurt or something.
Literally the last person in the league to draft a quarterback.
You were the last person in the league, and you get Jaden. I mean, yep. It's just incredible. So, he could go. He will probably go in the first round for most, right? He was a top 10 fantasy player last year. He was probably a top 3 quarterback last year. He will be a first-round draft pick. How high will you end up selecting Jaden Daniels? But, I mean, it's the dual threat ability. The fact that he's probably going to be part of an offense that puts up 28 points per game, right? Like, I think they will. They had 28.8 last year. I think they'll get back to that number. He's going to have the opportunity to have a monster fantasy season if he stays healthy.
I will say, if you draft a quarterback in your first round, you're not playing fantasy, right? But Jaden Daniels is if it's the first quarterback to go, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. No, I get you there. I mean, I've seen Lamar go high, so I wonder where Jaden's going to go. I mean, when my boys and I do our fantasy league, there's always a run on quarterbacks, usually second or third round. But it's like once that one person selects their quarterback and they go, oh, I'm getting Josh Allen. Then it's like the next person goes Mahomes, then Lamar, and then Jaden. And it usually is, at least for us in the last 3 or 4 years, pretty much top 5 quarterbacks all go in the same round. And so I'm interested when somebody will eventually take that shot on Jaden Daniels. How early will you draft him in your fantasy draft? Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Joe Theismann was on, I believe it was Good Morning Football, and they asked him about QB1 in Washington, Jaden Daniels. Let's hear from Joe T.
It's wonderful to have the question asked because we really have somebody, I believe, that this franchise can take going forward. Great work ethic. Terrific young man, smart, knows how to play. Everybody says, you know, Joe, he's so thin, he's so skinny. No, he's wiry, and he's smart. He protects himself. You know, if you're 6'5 and 235 pounds like some of the kids are, they think they can run over defensive backs and linebackers. You're not going to be in this game very long. But Jaden understands the entire game of football, processes things very well, and he's made big play after big play after big play all through the course of last year. Love everything about him and continues to work and try and get better and better. And I think one of the most important things you have to have at the position is you have to be respected by your teammates, and he certainly is.
Man, I love that from Joe Theismann right there. I mean, yeah, it's just crazy how Jaden has been everything that you could want in a quarterback. And, I mean, not to throw shade at Caleb Williams, but he's not been that answer, even though he went number one overall. It's been Jaden Daniels. And, you know, it's the leadership. It's the, you know, the work ethic. That's really the work ethic's one of the top things for me. I'm blown away how he's able to just kind of live the NFL life like he's a 10-year veteran in year one and entering year two. It's like every time he opens his mouth, he's got something wise to say. And really, I think you got to give credit to Adam Peters because there were veterans in the locker room. And you mentioned Marcus Mariota. Like, Jaden Daniels leaned heavily on Mariota for most of his rookie season in terms of work ethic and what's it going to take to be a successful quarterback. He leaned heavily on Bobby Wagner, even saying in interviews, Bobby Wagner told me what I should work on in this offseason, and he reached out to other veterans and talking about what he should work on in the offseason to try to get a little better every single day. And so it's insane how, you know, 365 days ago we sat here and we had not much expectations for Jaden Daniels. I mean, we saw what happened with Sam Howell and this offensive line. I think a lot of us felt like with this offensive line, who doesn't matter who is quarterback, they're going to take the hits. They're going to struggle. It's a new coach in Dan Quinn. He's a defensive-minded guy. Everybody thought, oh, Cliff Kingsbury's overrated. And it just turned out to be that Washington had the complete right recipe for success. Dan Quinn with the motto, anybody, anywhere, anytime, and this whole second chance opportunity for the 2024 Washington Commanders, and Cliff Kingsbury his second chance, and defensive players getting their second chance, and even like a Zach Ertz with his maybe final chance. I mean, if Ertz hadn't had a good season in Washington, he was probably going to retire, right? And instead, he has this incredible year, and he gets another contract, and I could see him playing two or three more years now, as it felt like he found the fountain of youth. And there is something to that with tight ends where, you know, Kelsey's gotten better with age. Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, those guys that, look, you're established. You're big, you're strong, you can catch, all right? You might be losing some speed as you get older, but your NFL IQ allows you to put yourself in the right position to make the plays. And, like, Ertz wasn't making people miss, right? It's not we kind of all got upset that he was Mr. 0 yards after catch this season, and he still ended up with nearly 700 yards, right? No yak Zach, and yet he had this incredible season because his NFL IQ and his, you know, wisdom of being a veteran allowed him to find holes in the zone or just kind of box defenders out man-to-man, make the catch, secure the ball, get down. Make the catch, secure the ball, get into the end zone. He did that for the entire season for the Washington Commanders. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Here on a July 11th, we are sitting here in the middle of the summer with not much going on except for Major League Baseball. We've got semifinal action from Wimbledon, and last time I checked, it was not looking good for Novak Djokovic. He is down 2-0 to the number one seed, Jannik Sinner, taking him down. The first set 6-3, second set 6-3. It's on serve in the third. It's just going to be hard for the Serbian to win three straight sets against the number one overall seed, Jannik Sinner, who just doesn't really make mistakes. That's it. That's just how he's been so incredible. He just doesn't make very many unforced errors. In fact, against Ben Shelton in the quarterfinals, it was like 12 unforced errors for Shelton in the first set, 0 for Jannik Sinner. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we mentioned we were going to give away tickets on the show today, and I want to give you a chance right now to win a pair of tickets to Jason Isbell at the Allianz Amphitheater on July 19th. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
All right, let's go once again with the first three callers to chime in. 833-804-0910. Just pick up the phone. 833-804-0910. If you're one of the first three people that Stubb picks up the phone for, you can win a pair of tickets to see Jason Isbell at the Allianz Amphitheater on July 11th. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, call in 833-804-0910.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
First three callers right now. You can go see Jason Isbell at the Allianz Amphitheater. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Still to come on the show today, it's a Football Friday. Not much going on in the football world, but we will take a look at what we're expecting from our trip to Charlotte, North Carolina for the ACC kickoff. Frank Maloney from Who's Talking will join us to preview UVA's football season. The Fast Break with AWOD, why I'm so excited for the Washington Wizards Summer League team. And, of course, we'll go around the NFL here on AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today anywhere you get your apps at. AUDACY. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Kind of sad to see a legend go out like this. We're watching Wimbledon semifinal action on ESPN as Jannik Sinner is just 1 point away from taking down Novak Djokovic in three straight sets, 6-3, 6-3, and he's up 5-3 with match point going on right now. And it's just, it becomes so difficult for these older players to win the Grand Slams because, as they said during this match, Djokovic was great in his first match, great in his second match, but here we are. You played five matches in just about 10 or 11 days and eventually run out of steam when you go up against the young guns that are Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner. So I kind of thought Djokovic was going to be able to make this a fight, but to see him most likely go down in three straight sets here, it's a little bit disappointing, to say the least. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. River City Roll, known for amazing food. Pizza's banging, the wings are good. Great beer selection, more than just a bowling alley, live music and entertainment. And there are people that have just ordered a pizza in front of me, getting me a little hungry here, so we might as well do an impromptu dude food here on AWOD Radio.
Dude food.
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food?
The most delicious food you've ever tasted.
Yes!
I can eat this off a flip-flop.
He loves food.
Dude food.
So I kept seeing a bunch of potatoes all over my timeline this morning, trying to figure out what's going on. Turns out it's National French Fry Day. Stubbs on the case. Why is today National French Fry Day?
Well, basically, to my knowledge, is that there's a lot of national food days. We talk about them all the time.
We do.
A restaurant.
They all seem to happen during the summer when there's no sports.
Yeah, restaurant chains will sort of petition. There's some greater organization that chooses when national days are, and I think they pay a certain amount of money and they go, can this day be National Friday, so they can trick people to going in and buying French fries. It's not like historical to the history of French fries or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect that, but I do feel like the curly fry is my favorite fry. That's my number one. Number two,
it soaks in the seasoning a bit better.
It does soak in the seasoning, but also, there's just something about the way it curls around. It's like you're eating a little circle. It tastes good. It tastes better that way. I do love the OG French fries, like the McDonald's skinny fries. I like that more than crinkle cut. In fact, I might even like a good steak fry better than crinkle cut. You know those like those bigger
that's
fries.
Like a Red Robin does steak fries.
Yeah. Those are probably my top three.
I think a waffle fry goes crazy though, and I don't know if I've had any outside of Chick-fil-A, but you get a good waffle fry, it's really hitting. I think I prefer crispy crunchy to kind of a very potato-y fry. The only thing I'm out on is a sweet potato fry. If you try to give me a sweet potato fry, I'm going to smack it out of your hand.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan either. I will say with the waffle fries, you deal with a lot of inconsistency. And sometimes, even in the same batch.
Okay.
Like, I've had a banging waffle fry from Chick-fil-A, and then, like, the next bite, it was, like, green.
Sometimes
what am I eating?
You get the end of the potato,
right?
And so it's not a complete whole, and it's kind of the arc, I guess, is how I think they're made. Those ones aren't great.
No, they're certainly not. Today is also Friday, July 11th, which means what, Stubby?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Free Slurpee Day. One of the most important holidays of the year. Going to 7-Eleven, get a free Slurpee.
Yeah, it's once a year. And it's funny because my buddy's drab T-shirt, Matt Valdez, on their latest episode of Bit Season, were discussing kids' drinks because there was an article that said that soda is a kid's drink. And I just completely disagree with that. Like most parents weren't letting their kids eat soda, right, or drink soda. But I will say they were so right on the number one kids drink, that is a Slurpee. An adult can drink it once a year today on 7-Eleven, but if you're walking around with a Slurpee on any other day, you're looking your age. You're showing off your age. It's a young man's drink.
Look, I don't know what to tell you, man, but I'm gonna be having my twice a month cherry Slurpee, and I will not feel bad about it.
I did love the story last year on the Junkies that after practice, Drab went to his local 7-Eleven in Ashburn and saw Terry McLaurin buying a Slurpee.
Yeah,
he said it was half red, half
it's
blue.
It's like a dollar.
Nice combo.
It's a dollar, and it's fantastic. Love
it. I mean, it always does hit the spot. I love an icy too, right? Like at the Squirrels games, like a snow cone icy. You give me ice with a little bit of flavoring in it. You can sign me up for that any day. And so today is 7-Eleven, which means you can head to 7-Eleven and get a free Slurpee. It's only the small size though, right?
It's only the small size, but like let's not be judgmental here. It's a free Slurpee. Like come
on. It is a free Slurpee. Anything you wanted to bring up here on Dude Food today, Stubb?
Zaxby's got a new menu item that does intrigue me a little bit, and it is a lemon pepper flavor for their chicken. And I think it's a Quavo meal for some reason. I don't really know. I'm big
Quavo, the Migos?
Probably. Anyways, it's a new lemon pepper batch of chicken. You can get them in fingers or in chicken wings. I think you can put lemon on just about anything. It's going to taste better. I'm going to be trying this out.
Yeah, lemon pepper wings are not near the top of my list at all.
I mean, like, I think some people hype them up. A tender, I'm interested.
I don't even think for a tender. Like, I think you sleep maybe on like a Old Bay chicken wing. That is
good. I got Maryland in my blood. I'm not sleeping on Old Bay.
So, yeah, I would go Buffalo. I'd go barbecue. And then... Oh, I do love like a Korean barbecue or like some places have a nice combo where it's like a smoky buffalo, right? Or it's like a barbecue-y type buffalo sauce. I would go with that. I'd even go with parma garlic.
Yeah, we can do
garlic parm.
What's your top three wing sauces? I can have I'll think of mine too.
I would say buffalo, barbecue, garlic parm.
Okay, I think mine is buffalo, mango habanero, and then like a hot barbecue.
Mango habanero is a good one. That's a good pull right there.
Thank you.
I hadn't even thought of that. So we're here at River City Roll, and basically everything on the menu here is great at River City Roll. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We'll talk all things UVA with Frank Maloney. Get his take on what we're expecting at ACC kickoff, and we will be heading there on July 22nd, so it is right around the corner. But as we're here at River City Roll, I mean, I might as well tell you some of my favorite things on the menu. They do switch the menu up stub, which is a ton of fun. Should let everybody know, for Football Festival, we will have a major league eating competition. They're sticky nugs, boneless chicken bites tossed in either buffalo, Korean barbecue, hot honey barbecue, or peach habanero. All right, served with ranch.
That's pretty close.
See who can stuff these down your gullet fastest at Football Festival coming up August 16th. But I do want to tell you, Stubb, you have got to come here to River City Roll and try the truffle fries. Try, of course, the sticky nugs, the wings. But I think a lot of people sleep on how good some of the other options are on the appetizers list here. Like, I'm just obsessed with these fried green beans. Like, it's like a crazy combination of a fried vegetable, but it's like you take a bite of it, it tastes like an onion ring, but then you digest it, and you're like, all right, that was good for me. There was some green in there.
It's hard for me to go there and not get a pizza, dude. Their pizza is unbelievable.
Pizza's banging. It is good. I love to just get the normal baby split. Give me pepperoni, mozzarella.
The fact that just a basic pepperoni pizza there tastes so good.
Yeah. This is not your grandmother's bowling alley. They got some good food. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.